With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the water. Bring me mine.
I don't know. It could be a new parlor trick that you've learned.
Maybe.
Stephanie talks through her vagina.
And welcome to Moms and Rome.
There you go.
Happy
folks.
Friday, everybody.
The new puppeteer.
Welcome to Mamas and Milo. My name is Vanessa, and with me, as always, is Christy.
Hello.
And Stephanie.
Wait. Hi.
Chugging her coffee.
Sorry.
I was going to say it needs to get the travel from the vagina up.
Stephanie had her mic. She was sitting crisscross applesauce, and she had her mic balanced on her ankles. So I asked her if she was going to talk out of her vagina. That would have been quite a trick.
No, unfortunately, I haven't. She's figured out how to do that one.
I'm sure Dave would be very impressed if he could do
or
that.
Or terrified.
That being.
I don't feel that that's something a guy wants. They barely want us to talk half
ever
the time.
Have you seen the movie Teeth?
It's true.
Yes.
I haven't seen it, but I heard of it.
That's fucking retarded. Not ridiculous.
Redonkulous.
And scary.
Terrifying.
That's like, think about it. What if you went like down on a guy and there's like teeth on his penis?
That would be the last time I would go down on a guy.
That would be the last time I go down on anybody, but okay.
Yes. All right, guys. So let's talk about our wine real quick before we, you know, devolve into more penises with teeth conversations. Today we are drinking a wine that was gifted to us by our beautiful friend Missy. This is a Casado Morales Tempranillo. It is a Spanish wine from the Rioja region of España. And so far so good. It's a Reserva, FYI.
¿Es a Reserva o Rioja?
It's a Reserva. It is a Tempranillo from Rioja.
Ah.
But it is a Tempranillo Reserva. Usually the Reservas are better.
Mm-hmm.
We
learned something new.
It's like the
day.
Special one.
It's their special wine. So far so good. Thanks, boo boo. We love you. Thank you for sharing with us.
Thank you for giving us wine.
Yes. You guys, send us your wine recommendations. We haven't heard from you in such a long time. You can email us at momandsandmerlot, MOMMASANDMERLOT @gmail.com.
Wait.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. No, which the other day I was actually being productive and cleaning out my my emails, and I went too far after I had cleaned them all out, and I was like, I saw this wine recommendation. I got super excited, and no, it was an old one.
Oh.
So please.
We actually still have a couple wine recommendations we haven't tried.
Our blues.
Yes, the blue wine / champagne. That would have been good for New Year's.
It would have. Stephanie, work on that.
Oh, I have the answer. Apparently, it's available at Publix now.
Oh.
Like, it's common now.
It's, oh.
Well, like the Disney wine.
Yeah, now the Disney wine, they sell it at Publix.
Publix has everything.
they really
do. What do people do without Publix?
I don't know.
I don't know, but there's states where Publix doesn't exist, and which I fear
people
them.
Must be so sad.
I can tell you that they are. My friend Annie, who lives in Maryland now.
Oh, because she knows.
She has no Publix.
Well, Publix is like slowly creeping north.
Well, so yeah, my
she has no Old Navy.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Where she lives, like, there's no Old Navy. Like, she has to get in the car and drive, like, an hour.
My sister-in-law doesn't have Publix, so she's, like, and they're in Virginia Beach, so they're...
Do they have Harris Teeter?
I think they do have Harris Teeter.
Harris Teeter
And I think
is,
they go to Kroger, too.
I like Kroger.
Which, Kroger's good. I've been to Kroger.
Harris Teeter's, like, Publix comparable, I would say.
Do they have chicken tenders?
No, nobody has chicken tenders.
Nobody has chicken tenders like Publix. Winn-Dixie tries.
No,
it's not the same.
And I know that it was hitting my sister-in-law big when she was pregnant with my second niece, because when she was pregnant with my first niece,
she was here.
Since she was here, and since you're not supposed to have like cold cuts or anything,
yeah, no, that chicken tender sub,
that chicken tender sub
days.
Saves your fucking day when you're at lunch. And then she couldn't have the chicken tender sub when she was pregnant with my second niece. So
yeah, because that was my pregnancy go-to for a while.
Yeah, it was like, my go-to everything for a like, while. Like every once in a while, I'm still like, I want a pub sub, but I know how many calories are in a pub sub, and they're so good. But they're so good.
They
and
really
so
are. They're delicious.
Well, that's what I asked for. That was my after like. Delivery meal.
Your first meal?
Yeah, I told Jeff, I want a fucking Publix sub. You figure out, I want a turkey Dude, sub. Like, figure out how to get me a turkey sub.
After I had Sophie, I was like dying just for a drink of water. I'm like, please. Because I had surgery, so they wouldn't let me drink water right away. I'm like, please, can I just like swish the water around in my mouth? I'll spit it out, please. Like, my mouth was so dry and it was very uncomfortable. And the nurse was like, you need to spit it out. I'm like, okay.
After that?
Yeah, because it was still within the time after I had the surgery that I wasn't allowed to eat or drink yet. But my lips were part, because before, like when you're in labor, you're not allowed to eat or drink. You can only have the ice chips.
Right.
And when they said, okay, you're going to have the surgery, then they cut off my ice chips. And I'm like, but I'm thirsty. Like, I need something. And they're like, you can't have anything just in case, like, the medicine reacts badly and you vomit or whatever. And I'm like... But I'm really thirsty. I'm like, please, can I just brush my teeth? Like, I don't want to drink it. I just want it. My mouth is just so... I'm parched.
No, yeah.
No, she's like, okay. So she brought me water and she brought me the little bedpan. So she's like, swish and spit. I'm like...
All I want to do is swallow right now. What happens if I swallow? Do I get like...
Yeah, do they make you throw it?
Like, yeah, like...
No, I mean, they were like, if you swallow... I was like, what if I... No, I didn't even want to ask, like, what happens if I swallow it? I was like, please. That's how thirsty I was. And I'm like, I just need to spit this out. Hey, baby. What happened?
I want you to stay with me.
Okay, I'm working. Can you... Want to go to my bed? All right, I love you.
Easy how that's a fit.
Hi, baby.
How that's a fast problem solver.
Her pants pulled up so high.
It was like, Urkel.
She looked like old lady.
I know. When I got here, I saw that. I was like, what is going on there?
Because the PJs are still a little bit big on her. So she has to like pull them up higher so that she doesn't step on them.
But yeah, I remember like after I gave birth, I told Jeff, I was like, okay, follow the child.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your eye on the child. Then... find me a fucking sub.
Yeah, Nary stayed with me. Like, they were taking Sophie away, and he was, like, hanging out with me. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
You follow the kid.
I was like, go with the baby. He's like,
no, David, like, did the exact opposite and ignored the fuck out of me.
No, Nary was like, but I want to be with you. And I'm like, I'm fine. I'm lucid. I'm okay.
Get
follow our child, please.
Yeah.
They're going to put the wrong tag on it. Go find it. Like,
that was my best friend. Like, one of my best friends worked at the hospital that I gave birth at. And, like, she when she came to visit us during the day or before I gave birth, she was there most of the night, like, with the entire tribe of my family. And the one thing she tells Jeff is, like, once that child is born... you do not leave that child. This is a good hospital, but you don't leave that child.
That's because then you have what happens to me. What happened to me happens. So
yeah. You make sure that your kid.
Nary and I have a side story where I was switched at birth.
Oh yeah, totes.
If you listen to WooBro, you know that whole
you properly. Diatribe. Yeah, you make sure your kid's properly tagged, and then
make sure it's yours.
Yeah, he followed the kid. They put him in the thing. He saw the kid. Okay, everything's good. Tagged. Okay, and then
they put the low jack on the baby. It's fine.
And then the 80 family members were gawking at him through the window.
You posted it?
Uh huh.
But you posted it on your own.
On my own.
Yeah. And then
I posted it. Look at my comments.
I did. I posted it on my story on Facebook.
I saw.
And then I know I saw. And then he was like, and then once he's secure, find me a turkey. I want cold cuts. I don't care if you can't get me bread.
So
I just want fucking slices of turkey.
I just want deli meat. Damn
it. I still ate deli meat. Deli meat. And I mean, I know that you're not supposed to. There was a lot of things I wasn't supposed to do that I still did. Sure. I still ate them because I know you're not supposed to, and especially now that like I kind of have to like change my whole lifestyle and stupid
brain
stupid problems brain I'm having.
Problems.
Ow, that was my knee.
One of the things that they
what did you do to your knee?
Stretched it.
Oh yeah, that's what I sound. That's what I sound like.
I don't know if that got on air when you're that old.
When you're that old, that stretching your knee.
Did that get on
your body? Yeah. Did that click?
The click. Yeah, I heard a click.
Oh well, like I was. I told you guys I'd fallen asleep before I came here.
Yeah, she took a nap.
I took a power nap before coming over to record. But one of the times I rolled over, my like hip joint popped. David heard it and he was like, "What the fuck was that?" He was like, "Is that your hip?" And I'm like, "Yeah." He goes,
"The cold weather hurts my hip."
He goes, "All right, Eunice."
Let me tell you that the other day at work when it got cold.
Fuck you, I'm 30. Stop it.
I was walking somebody was like, "Are you
31?
Oh yeah. That's right.
I go to somebody.
I was like, "I'm not 2 years older than you."
I go to somebody at work. They're like, "What's the matter with you?" Because like I stopped, like, and I'm like, "I don't know. The cold weather. It's making my joints hurt. Like everything was hurting." I had an entire conversation. Okay,
oh, the chair's going down by itself.
Oh, that's fun.
Do you see it?
Yes, I do.
No, but David had the exact opposite, like, problem. Like he,
it's time to get a new chair.
The baby like came, like that the baby came out and like David was like, "Peace, bitch," and like did not look back.
No, I like they took the baby away. They're like, "Okay, we're gonna take the baby to the nursery," and they started like rolling Sophie out, and Neri's still like caressing my head while they're stitching me up and doing all that stuff. I'm like, "What the fuck are you doing here? Like, go follow your kid. Like, you don't know what they're gonna do with it. Go with her."
No, Jeff was sent away to go on his mission. My mom came back, and my sister-in-law, which God bless her, came back with her makeup bag.
Nice.
And like,
see, I did it before.
She fixed my I had done it during the day, but I needed a touch up, so she combed my hair.
I did it while I was in labor because I figured it was a good way to pass the time.
Yeah.
So,
well, while I was sitting there, I did my makeup. I read. I got once I got the drugs in me, I was good.
Oh, I took a nap once. I got my epidural and like fell asleep.
Yeah. But then it was just a nurse with me, and she was like, "It's time for you to go to the bathroom." And I'm like, "Oh." She's like, "We can't let you leave until you like go pee." And I'm like, "But that's gonna hurt."
Oh, they didn't make you poop?
I didn't have to poop. I had no food in me.
But they didn't make you poop before you left the hospital?
No. This is like right after I had the baby.
Oh.
Oh, see, I had to poop right after I had the baby because I didn't poop like while
I don't want to know. Birth. I didn't ask.
Oh, so you still don't know?
I asked.
That was the first thing I asked. I'm like, "Did I shit myself?" I asked my nurse, "Did I shit myself?" And she was like, "No." I'm like, "Don't lie to me." And she's like, "I wouldn't. I would." She's like, "I would tell you."
I don't know if I did or if I didn't, but I didn't have the need to. But the thing is, I had not eaten.
You were in labor for a while.
I was in labor for a while. My last meal was Monday the 16th at 6 p.m. And I started having contractions that night and basically ended up in the hospital and everything. I did not eat from 6 p.m. That was the last meal that I had. So I spent, and Nathan was born at 7:52 p.m.
Oh man, you went like almost, you went more than 24 hours.
Yeah, me too. My last meal with Sophie was like 7 or 8 p.m. And then I walked into the hospital because I was being induced. And then it took about, from the moment I was admitted until she was born was about 24 hours. And then I still had to wait another 2 to 4 hours after she was born.
That's just mean.
Because I had surgery.
And it was
I had to wait. And they were like, "Okay, it's been 2 hours. You can have a sip of water. And if you can hold it down, you can have a little more water. And if you hold it down, then okay, maybe we'll give you some juice. And then if you can hold that down, we'll give you a little more juice. So you can have a popsicle." I'm like, "I want a fucking burger. I'm starving." It took a really long time. I honestly don't. I think it didn't have a full meal until Sophie was born at night. I didn't have a full meal until breakfast the following day. So it was like 36 hours before.
Yeah, no, I had Jeff came back at like 9 with my sub.
And I enjoyed
the hospital. There was a sub. No. I was fucking having cold cuts, man. It was happening. I was having my sub.
Did you not eat cold cuts while you were pregnant?
Nope. I ate them like. I was uber paranoid, so like what I would do
I was walking into Starbucks like super pregnant. I'm like, can I get a latte with an extra shot of espresso? They're like, don't you want decaf? I'm like, did I ask for decaf? No.
No, bitch. Did you hear what I said? No, I drank coffee because I can't live without that.
Yeah.
No, and my doctor said that's fine, and that
yeah, they told me like if you're a regular coffee drinker, that's okay.
Yeah, and that you can like don't have like 5 cups of coffee a day.
I would only have one.
Yeah, I would have one. And he told me he's
not
like...
not my regular 2 or 3.
Yeah, because my doctor told me that if I had decaf, it's still like... I think one was like 4 points and a caffeinated decaf is like 2 points. He's like, no. He's like, now if you want to have like 2 or 3 cups, do decaf. But if you're just going to have one a day, just do regular coffee.
Yeah, and it's also not good to like stress to... have your body going through withdrawals for stuff that you're so accustomed to having. It's not good for the baby.
Yeah, no. So I would actually, there's a couple times that I got cold cuts. Mm-hmm. I would get turkey. I would heat it up in the microwave and then I put it back in the refrigerator. Because the whole thing with it is that it could
It's a listeria.
So I was like, fuck this. I'm going to figure something out here.
So, but anyway, getting... Yeah, no, I ate them. I didn't fucking care. I fucking love Publix sweet ham. It's something you can only get at Publix. Like, I've tried other hams. I'm not actually like a sliced ham person at all, unless it's Publix sweet ham.
Yeah, I don't like. I'm a turkey person.
I like Publix's like the Cajun turkey,
boar's head, maple coat. Turkey lives in my house. That's all that it is in my house. And my son is super picky about it because we've brought like just the regular turkey, like not the maple coat. And like he'll go like this. He'll go, no, that's not it. He goes, that's not good, mommy. Like he knows. But no, but I will eat their ham, and I don't like ham. Like,
yeah, I don't like honey ham or like a honey baked ham. Like I don't.
Well, I'll eat a honey baked ham.
No, I won't.
Well, yeah, like if you get. Like,
I mean, look, I'll eat it.
Ham.
I don't.
Sure.
I'll eat it or like a ham steak or whatever. Like I'll eat it, but it's not my favorite thing in the world. It's not. You know.
I like how stuff goes from. Let's be real. I'm gonna fucking eat it, but it's not what I want.
No, like in the sense of like if I'm going to someone's house and that's what they're serving for dinner, like I'm not gonna be an asshole and be like, no,
I'm not hungry.
Now, did you have like something else, like just for me? Oh, you didn't make a second meal?
No. Fine. Or like there were plenty of times where like my mom made it for dinner. There were plenty of times where like my mom would make it for dinner and like I had to just fucking eat it. So what the hell else was I gonna do?
Starve.
We didn't have that option in my house. Like my mom would force us to eat. Like it's in
like a good Hispanic household.
Yeah. And like it was weird because when I started dating David, like it was they were like they're super Hispanic for some things and then super not Hispanic for other things. And when I started dating David and I went over and like there were a couple of times right at the beginning where like someone didn't like what was being made for dinner. And they were like, okay, well, you could just make yourself something else. But you, like, my mother-in-law has no problem with you making yourself something else as long as you're making it and you're cleaning it up after yourself.
I'm okay with that if you're going to make
but
it yourself.
But I saw that. No, well, I mean, Teresa was 5. So, like, she couldn't make herself something. But, like, Lisa that was 15 and, I mean, like 14 or 15 and David that was 16 and 17 when we first started dating. Yeah, like that wasn't a problem. Like they're old enough to make their
right.
They're old enough to heat up like pasta leftovers from the night before or whatever, you know?
Yeah, what? I think my mom and my dad it was an issue of what your secondary option was. Like, okay, they've made arroz y picadillo and all this stuff and I'm like, I'm just gonna go make myself a sandwich. No, that is not dinner. That is not
that's
food.
Not food.
Like if I would have said I'm gonna go heat up a microwave pizza, that's I'd not, probably get killed.
Pizza no comida.
Pizza no comida.
Yeah. My grandmother still says that.
But yeah. My mom still agrees. Like when my she'll eat it, but
when my grandma
we ordered pizza tonight for dinner for my mom's birthday. Happy birthday, mom.
If I've just seen my grandmother and I've just had pizza for lunch or something, like, ¿qué comiste? Oh, pizza. Yes. Pero tú comes eso. Pero eso no es comida. Va a tener hambre. En 2 horas va a tener hambre. But whatever.
Mommy, she's not wrong.
Nathan's one of his, like, staples is pizza. Like, but he'll eat out and he'll like pizza, but he likes like the, I make him like naan bread pizza with like sauce and cheese. And like, so he'll tell my mom, Lila, I want pizza. And then she's like, no, papa, we have to order pizza. Like, we don't have any. And he goes, no, Lila. And he goes, opens the refrigerator. He's like, look, there's bread. Because he knows where the naan bread slices are. Mm-hmm. He's like, no, you can make the pizza.
He's so smart.
Cuando le conviene.
He's so smart.
Cuando le conviene.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's always cuando le conviene. Like,
for our non-Spanish speakers.
We've thrown a lot of Spanish out in this first opening. Yeah,
cuando le conviene is basically...
When it's convenient. So anyway, getting back to like my cold cut things, I like to frequently go back to my Spanish roots, and I'm perfectly fine eating like jamón serrano and like chorizo and just cheese.
I was about to say jamón serrano dulce or jamón serrano with like a little piece of like couple pieces of cheese, couple pieces of
like chorizo and stuff like that. Like I could eat that breakfast, lunch, and dinner because I know it's just as fattening and just as bad for you as anything else, as pretty really like a burger would be, but I feel like it's lighter, so I don't feel like I'm doing as much damage to my body, even though with this whole like brain shit, I've had to like research stuff, and like that shit's super high in sodium and super high in fat and
cured meats, come on.
Exactly. But I love cured meats.
Who doesn't? So. And who doesn't love cheese?
Yeah, so you know,
cheese is amazing.
Huh?
I want Chaz.
So, but I can't really eat that way anymore. Number one, because of my brain stuff. And number two, because my husband's now vegetarian and
it's a ruin everybody's
doesn't mind. Like cheese. So,
damn it, David.
But I'm like, David doesn't. I was actually going to defend him for a second. Like, it's not that he doesn't. I'm like, no, screw it. It's funnier if I don't defend him.
He says it's not like he doesn't have cheese. It's that he's also lactose intolerant. So cheese makes him feel terrible.
I said, cheese doesn't like him.
I put a meme yesterday that I'm going to have to find it because it was like.
Oh, he wrote back.
Yep. Who wrote back?
Right here.
Nuh-uh.
Nuh-uh. Oh, we're not going to talk about that here.
Okay.
Unpause. Yeah, I found the meme. It says, my stomach, please don't eat dairy. It makes me feel bad. Me eats yogurt and cheese and ice cream at the same time.
Totes.
Because we don't listen to our body. Why would you do that?
That's what he claims, that he's lactose intolerant, so cheese makes him feel terrible. So he loves cheese but can't eat that much of it.
And I believe him.
His entire family is lactose intolerant. It's fine. Like, it's not, he's not making it up.
I refuse to admit that I'm lactose intolerant, but I actually am. But I refuse to admit it because that would make Jeff right.
Most, David.
And we can't have those
things happening.
Take that time already?
Yeah.
He's watching a horror movie. That's just weird.
Neri has started fucking sending me dick pics, and I blame Dave for this.
I am sorry.
Jeff?
Does he send them to me, he sends them to me while we're sitting next to each other, and he like, what's it called,
he airdrops them to me.
He doesn't even bother like sending it in a text message, he airdrops it. So I do have the option of declining them, which is really fun, but then he sends them like 12 more times until he gets tired.
But just to, I told you, block him. I know, you can unblock people.
Next time he does it, I'm gonna.
Do you know
block
that David
him.
Is like, so I know that we make fun of Chrissy for being old, but David is like internally old because like.
No, he's externally old too. Like Dave is like, Dave is reincarnated.
He's an old soul.
He's an old soul. He was born in the 1920s.
So anyway, he he jumped out of a window in 29. But anyway, yeah, it's nice when you make a stock market crash joke, guys.
Christian remembers it was her birthday.
It's wonderful.
No, that wasn't in February.
I know.
I don't remember when it was.
Is it?
I know it's like a really important day, though.
I think it was October. I want to say.
I don't know. I have to look it up.
It's
Black Friday.
It's called
Stock Market Crash of 1990.
That's the actual Black Friday.
It's the actual Black Friday.
Here's what I found on the web for when was the stock market crash of 1920.
29, babe.
I said 29, but she pulled it
up.
October
29. Oh, okay. You were correct.
October 29, 1929. #history.com.
You were correct, BFF. So anyway, I don't even remember where I was going with this. Oh, so David.
David's old.
David's old.
Listen, I'm all about pushing the old to anybody. Cheese?
No. I had nothing to do with cheese. I don't remember. No.
I said to Dave, Neri airdrops them to me and you told me to block him and then you would start.
Oh, okay. That's what it is. So he's. So
hashtag remembery.
Some of our phone numbers got sold and now we're getting like all these solicitation calls. Lovely. For like, oh, we're calling about the health insurance you inquired about, or like, oh, this is with the. Because we're Hilton Rewards members. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're with Hilton Rewards and you've run a free vacation. Like, oh, toda esa mierda de propaganda. Like, and I know it's not, they're not real.
Lies. Don't give them your money.
And the thing is, it starts with the same three digits of your phone number. So like mine are like a certain number, Dave's are a certain number, whatever. So then I was like, but you can just start.
I feel like they do that to trick you.
Right.
Like, am I calling myself?
Which, by the way, the first time that I did get a call like that, and the first time that like I look at my phone and I was like, it's Inception.
Am I calling myself?
Is my phone going crazy? It was very weird.
Well, there was one time I got a prank call and the number that was showing up as a prank call was Dave's number. So it had to be one of those apps where you could
There's an app that you could do that. I remember. I've done it.
Don't worry. anyway, so Dave was like, I'm like, you know, you could just like block these calls, like these numbers, you know, whatever. And he's like, oh, how do you do that? And I literally just went, and it's like, you just touch the number, touch a little eye next to the number, and one of the options, literally on the same page, it's not even like you have to go into settings or do anything fancy, but one of the fucking options on the bottom is block this number. And he's like, it's that simple? I'm like, yeah, Lou, it's fine. Like, come on. You can put your glasses back on because it's that fucking easy.
I like it when other people are called old. Makes me feel better about myself.
So
it's okay, Christy.
What?
You'll survive.
I'll survive.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
I do what I want.
So what's going on, ladies?
Nothing much.
I don't know. Brightline kills people.
Jesus. So I don't know how many of our listeners.
Before we do anything of that, guys.
Chicago.
Welcome to the world, Chicago West.
Name is the worst. Every time they have a baby, I'm like, they can't possibly do worse than the one they did before.
I'm disappointed that they didn't go like single syllable. Because
yeah, like North and Saint, would have made sense for it to be like, I don't know.
Well, the Say Bible podcast, which is like a Kardashian podcast, they thought that it was going to be named Calabasas. So they were close in the fact that it was like being named after the city that they came from.
Because Kim has nothing to do with the naming.
It's all him.
It's all him because
Chicago's
he came
not
up
even
with
like
North.
A girly name. Well, neither is North.
Well, but
it's become a girly
it's become
name.
North well, Nori. But like North, like she even said it on Keeping with the Kardashians. Kanye came up with North. Then we know he named Saint after Saint Pablo. So that was the whole tour and the whole album. So, and Chicago's where he's from. So yeah, no naming rights.
Supposedly Anna Wintour came up with North.
Yeah, as a joke.
It's still not Kim.
Probably as a joke.
But
you should call your kid Northwest.
My favorite was Missy calling it Chicago Deep Dish.
That was great. But I get
I want to name this episode Chicago.
Sure. do it now while they don't before they trademark that shit.
Chicago Deep Dish.
No, just Chicago. And all capital letters.
Yeah,
Chicago.
Before they like, you know, take the rights from
People
Chicago.
People are going to think that we're in Chicago. We're not
True.
In Chicago,
We're not in
guys.
Chicago. We're talking about Chicago, the person.
I wish we were in Chicago.
Me too, that Chicago. Cool.
I have friends.
If you guys want us to go to Chicago, send money.
Yeah, send money.
We'll go to a live podcast if you guys pay for it.
Fact.
We'll go sit by the bean.
Sit under the bean.
The bean is cool.
I could get us a venue in Chicago. Dave's aunt runs a theater there.
Okay, cool.
Let's do this.
I don't know that people would go, but...
But that's what I'm saying. If our Midwest listeners really want us there, let us know.
But, I was talking because I think it was with Dave that we were saying that, like, there's a lot of city names. That's perfectly fine.
Yeah, like...
Brooklyn.
Like Dave said, like London, Paris.
Brooklyn,
yeah.
Disney.
Charlotte.
You know, sure, why not?
Charlotte was a name before it was a city, though.
Yeah, but it's still a city.
We can give it to the city. Austin.
It's like, I'm pretty sure Sydney was a name before it was
Sydney's a name.
And Austin and stuff like that. Like, so it's fine. But, like, I think this is the first Chicago I've heard of.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever met or heard of anybody named
Chicago. I'm sure they exist, but...
I've heard of, like, people having nicknames. I mean, like, oh, because he's from Chicago, so we call him
supposedly
Chicago.
Her nickname is going to be Shy. Like, Chi-Town.
Chi-T.
Listen, yeah. When you have to have a kid... Name a kid and you have to already plan out the nickname because you know you're not going to name the kid name.
They had already done that with North. That's like, what I said from the beginning, North was going to be Nori.
That's what I mean. Like, they already called her Nori. Okay, we're going to name our kid their weird name, but no, don't worry, because we're going to call her Nori. It's not like us that was like, okay, well,
no,
you're going to name him Lincoln.
No, David had that intention from the fucking beginning.
No, he wanted to name him Link. He didn't even want to name him Lincoln, so please. But it's not like you said, okay, well, Lincoln is such a horrible name.
No, I love
that we're going to name him. That don't worry, family. We're going to call him Link. Or like us, like, oh, his name is Nathan, but don't worry, we're going to call him Nate.
Right.
No, this is like, we're going to name him
also
Chicago.
Some names just have obvious nicknames. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? So
like Oliver and Ollie, Sophia and Sophie, those are obvious nicknames.
Which, Sophia and Sophie?
I know.
That does not make sense as
a nickname. Oh my God, poor thing. She was, we were doing her homework and we were doing like math word problems. And one of them was like, it said Sophia something something, but it was Sophia with a PH. And my Sophia is spelled with an F. And she was like, that doesn't, she's like, where does it say Sophia? So I showed him like right here, mommy says Sophia. She goes, that doesn't say Sophia. It has a P and an H. She goes, that says soap. Yeah.
She hasn't like, learned that value.
Dude, she hasn't learned that blend yet.
It's so strange, like, having to explain the English language, and one of, like, especially when some of her sight words are like the number 8 is E-I-G-H-T. And I'm like, that says 8. And she's like, no, it doesn't. Like,
no, A-T-E, mom, A-T-E.
Yeah, she's like, no, that says, and then she's like, she was like, E-G-H-T. I'm like, that's 8, mama. When sometimes the letters are silent, sometimes if you put certain letters together, it sounds like a different letter. She's like, the fuck are you what are you telling
mommy,
me?
Mommy, this does not make sense.
I know, boo-boo. And then she's like, I don't want to do Spanish. Spanish is hard. I'm like, Spanish is so much easier to read than English because
Spanish makes
the letters
so much more sense.
Sound like what they are.
Exactly.
Like, there's no silent P's and silent G's and like P's and H's that sound like F's. Like, no. The letters sound like what they are. The only one is the double L that has a little, like, a different sound. But besides that, like, they all sound like what they look like.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Teachers have so much patience.
Welcome to the world, Chicago West.
Yes.
Chicago West.
She's Capricorn like me.
Trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Trouble.
Well, her other kids were Sagittarius. They were both born in December. No, I'm lying. North is June. Just kidding.
So, since Chicago's born, where the fuck's Kylie?
We don't know. We haven't seen her.
Her baby hasn't been born yet. I highly, highly doubt.
No, there was a crib being delivered to her house like 2 days ago.
Exactly.
They caught it on TMZ.
I highly doubt.
She wasn't a surrogate. There's no way
she's going to do this for nobody.
Exactly. She's 20 years old. Her body's fucking on point. Like, I don't care how much of it is fake. Body's amazing.
This was not a planned pregnancy.
Like, yeah, no.
This, you know.
I think she's just 20 years old and she doesn't want to hear the, oh, but she's 20 and she had a baby. But she's not a regular 20-year-old.
At least she's like... She's 20. And she has a home.
Yeah.
And
she has multiple homes.
And millions of dollars.
She has a multi-million dollar company, makeup company. Like, she's fine.
Yeah.
She's not your regular 20-year-old working at the mall that doesn't have a car that's like, what are they gonna do? No.
No, and
she's
not
an actual grown-up.
And she's not a 15, 14-year-old that, you know...
Exactly.
Is living an adult life that got, you know, knocked up. No, she's 20 now. She probably still didn't plan on this one because did they break up or not?
Back in Christie's time was old as fuck.
Exactly.
So.
Back in Christie's day, when you were 20, you already had like 3 or 4 kids anyway. So
actually, yes. Even though 15 years,
she's just like, yeah, yeah, so
my grandma by the time she was 20 had 2.
Yeah, that's totally,
I think,
normal.
My mom was born when she was like 21 or 22, I don't remember. So my mom's like 6 years younger than the other ones, but that's fine. Anyway,
Chibis,
because the first two are like 18 months apart. My mom came last, but anyway. So I watched American Crime Story Versace last night.
Ooh, how was it?
So I have this thing where, like, when actual murders happen, that are like famous, I kind of become obsessed with them. I did this with, I've done this with a few things, but I was not more obsessed with any murder in my entire life ever than I was the Gianni Versace murder.
It was
Versace,
here, Versace, though. Versace, Versace, Versace.
Well, that's kind of why, but it was in 1997, I was 12 years old. And I was like, I was already like into fashion and stuff, so I knew who he was and I knew who, like, what the brand was, and, you know, it, granted, in the last 20 years, Donatella has grown the brand like exponentially, but, you know, whatever.
Right, but it was still Versace.
It was still Versace. And at the time of the murder, we were in Washington, D.C. My mom's godmother lived there, and she worked for the U.S. government. And this is a pre-9/11 world where you could still go into like federal buildings and not really have to be like searched or like, you know, whatever. So the murder happened. I remember watching it on TV, and I remember seeing like the blood steps in front of the in front of Casa Casarina and like the whole thing. And like in the next couple of days, my mom's godmother was able, I always called her my aunt. She was like she's really like a third cousin or some shit like that, but whatever. I called her my great aunt. She's the one that gave me the solitaire.
Mm-hmm.
She got us into like an exclusive tour for the FBI building, as Cunanan is number one on the watch list.
Lovely.
So his, in like that whole mug, like that whole like 4-piece mugshot that's like super famous of like his 4 different looks or whatever, was everywhere. So, and they were, and I remember the director or the person that was giving us a tour was like, yeah, we went into like the analysis room where they had the 10 most wanted people, and he was number one, and they were talking about like the whole thing or whatever. So that was cool. Regardless of that, so I was like obsessed with this shit when I was a kid, and like I made my parents take me to South Beach and like drive me in front of the Versace mansion. Like there were still police lines everywhere. Right. It was like legit a crime scene, like, yes, murder investigation. Like
it was still happening.
Yeah, it was still happening. And we were actually there on Monday. Dave and I had the day off, and we just like went to cruise South Beach just because we hadn't done it in forever. And it was surprisingly busy for a Monday.
Everybody was off on Monday.
Well, it's also tourist season, remember. Yeah. It's snowbird season. So and we drove right by the News Cafe, and we drove right by the mansion. The mansion now is a boutique hotel and event venue. It's like a bucket list event venue for me, like if I could like throw an event there.
Yeah, it's one of the few places that you get Bar and G catering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, anybody can cater there. You can bring in a caterer, but their in-house caterer is Barton G.
Yeah, which if you ever get that as a venue, I just want to come show up for the tasting.
I'll help.
Okay. I'll hire you guys for the day. That's fine. Yeah, no, I would love to. That's like a bucket list. That's a bucket list place for me.
I just want to see it. Like, I want to go inside.
The reason I bring it up is because we're watching it, and like the whole opening shot, it's like kind of a it seems like it's a one shot thing, but I've been told that they can edit around that for it to not look like that now, but whatever, that ruined my fantasies, but whatever, who cares.
Way to look behind the curtain.
Yeah, Neri ruined it for me, thanks.
Damn it, Neri. Life ruiner.
Anyway, so the whole opening shot is just like following Gianni like through the mansion as it's like his morning routine on the morning of the murder. And David is like, wow, they really made this place look like the Versace mansion. Like they made the set look like the Versace mansion. And I'm like, they were here all summer filming. Like I pulled up pictures of Casa Casarina. I'm like, this is actually what it is. This is what it looks like. Like the pool area with the fountains, and like, this is what it looks
it's
like.
It's the same place.
It's actually the place.
They actually shot here. Like they shot here all summer. And then I kept thinking like they were shooting. And I kept thinking that they were shooting all summer. Like, and then the first scene of Penelope as Donatella, she comes out of a private jet in full.
They really did her like a huge
favor. They really did her a huge favor. But anyway, she comes out of like the private jet in like full on black leather. And I'm like, this is supposed to be July in Miami.
Yeah, that's not happening.
July in Miami.
You can't walk outside.
You can't walk outside in shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
But I respect where you're coming from, Donatella.
Yeah, but like,
because this is part of your outfit and I get it.
There's a possibility.
There's a part of me that thinks you're stupid and you should have known better.
But have you seen the house? These people are extra AF. Like,
but then the other part of me was like, no, it's part of your outfit. I get it. Do not take off the jacket. Well, but it was like leather pants and a leather jacket and a leather and a black turtleneck.
Oh, gee. I'm like suffocating.
Like, she's in mourning.
It's 65 degrees outside and I'm sweating thinking about wearing all of that in the middle of July.
Yeah.
But it's Donatella Versace. Like, makes
exactly
sense.
But like, it makes sense for the people that we're talking about. That makes sense.
It really does.
I mean,
I totally understand.
I can't imagine putting that outfit on in the middle of July, but I get it.
I mean,
I would judge you, but I get it.
She flew private from Milan. The plane was probably cold.
It was probably cold in Milan when she left. So.
Italy in the summer is hot, isn't it?
Yes, but
Milan is north.
Yeah, it's cooler in the north.
I don't know, man, because I was in Spanish mountains in the summer, and it was cool for like a good portion of it, like the early part of it. But as it was like getting further into the summer, it got hot as fuck. And I know Spain can get pretty fucking hot. Like, Spain gets, like, temperatures into the, like, 90s and 100s sometimes.
Dogs are rotting.
No, they are. I've smelled, like, 3 dog farts. But anyway, first episode was great.
I want to
so
watch it.
So you should definitely watch it on FX.
I want to watch it.
Just download the FX app.
God, that sounds like so much work.
That sounds exhausting.
Like, if it's not already on my Apple TV, I don't want to yet.
It's the same reason Neri gave for not watching I, Tonya, is because he had to download an app.
Well, that's how I felt about Outlander. You're like, it's on Stars. I'm like, ugh, I have to download Stars. But now I'm so glad that I did.
I was going
to
say, that was going to be my next point. Like, Vanessa, Christy and I finally broke her down and finally got Vanessa.
Stephanie was like, you're going on a cruise. You're taking Jamie with you. And I was like,
Vanessa, please. Like, and this is how I got you, is I made you read.
You did make me read.
Because but Vanessa, you know, loves what? To read.
I started watching the second season. Like, I put it on.
Oh, you did?
Because I was like, I really want to see what happens, but I started watching.
Mistake.
Watched 15 seconds. I was like, no, turn this shit off.
Mistake.
Like, I don't even. I was watching. I'm like, I don't like this. And I spent
the entire second season texting Stephanie.
Yeah.
Tell me this gets better.
Yeah.
And better as in like a better show.
Like, it's not bad. It's
like
just
the storyline.
It's
like,
just. I'll put it this way to you. It's the eclipse of this. I mean,
oh, no.
No, not the eclipse. The one before that. Which one was? Where are your books?
Over there. New Moon?
Yes. This is the new moon of this series. Is Dragonfly and Amber is the new moon of it.
You have to basically
You have to work through it. It's worth it. It's great. It's not bad. But it is heartbreaking.
It is
heartbreaking.
Amazing what they do. But there's I'm like, what the fuck? What is this happening to me?
Yeah.
Why do I have to watch this?
Okay, so I feel like watching it, I'm glad I read the book first, for sure. But watching it, I feel like the end wasn't as intense as the end was in the book.
Of season one.
What do you mean?
Like Jamie's recovery.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
All that stuff.
I was going to say because his rape wasn't bad.
No,
like,
his rape was awful.
Like,
no, that shit was awful. I was watching it like... Like, I want to look away, but I want to see. And I'm like, fucking show me Jamie peeing. But all I got was Randall peeing.
I know. That was really, I was really upset about that. I'm like, we can't get Jamie peeing.
Right, like, you fucking showed Randall peeing, but come on, Stars, get your shit together. But,
like, you know, we all want to see Jamie peeing.
I mean,
like, what are you waiting for?
Jamie's recovery. Like, in the book, I felt like that shit dragged for so long and it was so intense. And then, like, when she. Spoiler did like the whole
now
opium
spoiler
thing.
Oh, now man. Spoiler
no
this one threw out the R word like bah
That's what happens to him. What happened?
Well, yeah, but people, that was like a big reveal.
He made love to him.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah, at the end.
At the end, he did.
He did. Jamie wasn't into that one. Yeah.
Poor Jamie.
Poor Jamie.
Poor Jamie. But my cousin says it best. She's like, Jamie was put on this earth to suffer.
Yeah, he,
dude, yeah, he was. No.
No, this is nothing.
It just gets progressively worse.
Why are you doing this to me?
Because it's all worth it in the end, I promise.
But it's just
the books aren't done.
I know, but where I'm at is like, so where I'm at, so I'm in the middle. I'm like right smack in the middle of the fourth book. Because I've been reading the books as I've been watching the seasons. I started watching it like last October. Mm-hmm. And I've been reading and watching and going back and forth. And
which
now
is apparently what I'm going to do as well.
The third season just ended like right before Christmas. So, and the fourth season's not going to debut till the fall. So I think like there's plenty of time to read finish reading the fourth book. And, I haven't been able to read as much this week, unfortunately, being really busy, but anyway. So yeah, it's where I'm at right now. It's like things are just in a place where they're happy, and like I know it's
fleeting,
because but just remember that there can't be eight books if shit gets that bad. You know, that's always been my
but that was my thought too when she like finally when he's like, take her, make sure she's safe, and then I won't fight you or whatever. I'm like, it's like, but what the fuck is gonna happen? And I'm like, Vanessa, there's nine books. Like, you can't have nine books.
Well, there's eight. The ninth one is not out.
The
ninth,
it's coming. We know it's coming.
Yeah, yeah.
So technically, there's nine books. You can't have the nine fucking books if Jamie dies.
Like, exactly.
No, I will refuse any. You know, substitute.
And I have my cousin that is the one that got me into the series has read all eight books. So like every once in a while when I get like antsy, I'm like, please tell me that this turns out to be okay. And she'll tell me like she'll tell me.
Well, I texted Neri's cousin the other day. I was like, are you watching Outlander?
Oh, does she watch Outlander?
No, she doesn't. She's like, no, what is that? And I'm like, dude, you like, I was like, do yourself a favor, read the first book before you watch the first season. And then she's like, why? And I sent her the last picture that I found of Jamie. I'm like, this is the main character. She was like,
but I've been showing you pictures of him for over a year, and you're like, oh, he's not that cute.
Because I didn't like those pictures.
No, but here's the best part about it. So she is telling yes, she, Vanessa. So we've been sending, me and Stephanie have had full conversations with Jamie, like, gifts back and forth. And then she starts reading, and Vanessa, she starts reading the book.
Mm-hmm.
Vanessa messages me and tells me, besides the fact that she likes the books, that she doesn't picture Jamie.
Before she watched it.
In all fairness, when he was first casted, the author, she's been a consultant on the series since day one. She was like, I don't see it.
Yeah, I didn't see it. And then I watched it and I was like, nah, I can't see anybody else.
Yeah, because she was like, I don't know, now that I've read it.
When I first started like reading it and I was really getting into it, Neri was watching Arthur, and every time I looked over, I was like, that's Charlie Hunnam. Charlie Hunnam could be a Jamie. And then I was picturing more of like a Charlie Hunnam while I was reading. But now I'm like,
Charlie Hunnam can suck Sam Heughan's dick. Sorry. Like,
I just want to see it. Like, show it to me.
He does have a better back.
What? Well, that's just because that's Jamie's back is scarred. That's not his fault.
I don't know. I have not seen his back.
Because it's scarred. You have seen it.
No, but...
Oh, you haven't seen it?
Out of makeup. Out of makeup.
Do you not follow him on Instagram?
Does he show it?
I'm sure there has to be, because he shows... He has workout videos on Instagram all the time.
Oh, he's like an Ashley Parker angel?
Yeah.
Fucking and half naked.
He does these like mountain challenges where he like climbs mountains and shit. I don't know.
Well, to look the way he does, I mean.
No, he's like incredible. But anyway.
But that's what I mean. Like, I have not seen a comparison. To me, you know, there is nothing that is not... has a better back than Charlie. There is a whole website devoted.
I know there is. Just like there's a whole Tumblr page devoted to David Tennant's penis. I understand.
Because there should be. These are the important things.
I don't see his back anywhere on his Instagram.
Okay, so maybe not. I don't know.
But here's one where you can kind of see over his shoulder.
So we need to find...
I mean, but come on, guys.
Oh, no, I'm all in. Don't get me wrong.
I love this. That's the one I found, but this is like my new favorite. I really want to make this like my phone background.
don't get it twisted. I'm all on board.
Show us your back, Sam Hugen.
Hewen. I would say it like that first, and then I heard him say it, and I was like, oh, I've been saying it wrong.
Oh, wow.
Never mind.
He's not going to hear this.
No. If you do.
If
you do, we would love to have you on the podcast.
And I would love a picture of your back. And
we promise we won't do what Randall did to you.
Ay, but Stephanie.
Speak for yourself.
Pero no en esa manera.
No, we're about consent.
We're all about consent.
We'll ask.
Why don't I get a back shot?
No, I know.
I think I've had too much wine, you guys.
Are we already?
Had one glass.
No, my she's had more than one.
I had wine at dinner.
Oh, well.
Uh-oh.
He's so
goes
bright.
Downhill from there.
Yeah.
He's got a big forehead, though.
So?
Leave him alone. This big.
And? Who cares? I don't care about how big his forehead is. I care about the
Watch a movie on that.
So mean. Have you guys watched
That's so mean.
Have you guys watched the Marvelous Mrs. Marvel?
No, I want to.
I'm not going to.
Why not? Why?
Because it's the stupid Gilmore Girls creator.
But the
care.
Show is amazing. It's not
that you people all say that about Gilmore Girls.
No, because it's like it's the thing, the reason that I find it hysterical is like besides the fact that I do find it's not even her. It's what's her name? The other voice from Family Guy.
Alex Bornstein?
Yes. She, to me, steals every scene she walks into.
She's hilarious.
Well, that, and like she really just like steals
she's
every
Miss Swan.
Scene. Yeah, no, she's so good in this. But then it's like her parents are hysterical. Everybody's hysterical. But it's set in like this time period where, and she's a good little Jewish girl from, you know, Upper Manhattan. So everything's all about image. Everything's all about, you know, the appearance and like, you know, that her mom makes sure that she's always 100 like perfect and everything. Mm-hmm. And they have this like in the thing is the first episode, even a full on conversation because she has her son and her daughter, and her daughter is still a little baby, is a little baby. And the mom's like, come here. We should talk. It's very important. She goes, what are we going to do about her forehead? Look at this child's forehead. Have you measured it? Is it bigger than it was yesterday?
Oh my.
And she goes, Mom, look, don't worry about it. She'll get bangs when she's older. We'll work around it. And I just died laughing because it was like such a thing that like now is like not even thought of. But it just made so much sense in that period of time.
Right.
But it, like, honestly, it's a good show. If anybody has checked it out, let me know. Email me.
I want to.
It's good. It's an easy watch. Like, I watched it in one day. Yeah, probably should have done something else, but I probably watched it now. Okay, ladies, I think it's time to let the wormhole stop.
No.
Because you're both going through...
Never.
You're now... If you notice, the reason they're both silent is because they're both looking at their phones and they're just, scrolling down.
We're like 2 years deep into Sam Ewan's Instagram.
For real. This is, oh my God, March 13th, 2013.
Jesus, Vanessa.
Before the show even aired. The show started in 2015.
Well, Vanessa.
I'm just like doing like this. I'm not really looking at every single picture.
She's so cute though.
She really is.
You guys, you're too much.
So pretty.
Okay.
Yeah. I will find a back shot, god damn it.
No, there are no back
shots.
No,
I know there aren't. It's so sad.
Wait, is this him upside down?
Let me see. I don't know. It might be.
I'm still going with Charlie Hunnam's back. Just
saying. No, it's not. He's not bald like that.
No.
Just saying. No,
that's like Prince William bald. Oh, Prince William shaved his head.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay, it was about time he embraced it.
Yeah.
Like full on shave?
I don't know. He just he left the size, which is like worse.
That's not.
I don't know why he would do that. That is very I have this strange. Rule with guys that are balding. As I like bald guys, but you have to be like completely bald. Like if you're
commit
starting
to the bald.
Like if you're starting to lose your hair. Yeah, no, it's not good.
No.
Like if you're starting to lose your hair. Don't try to like pretend, like don't try to do the comb over, like don't try to like just accept the fact that you're balding and just shave it.
Yeah, he went super. No, it's
avoid
actually,
yourself the embarrassment.
You know what? No, but yeah, because like what he did was he shaved it, but he didn't like scalp like shave the side, so like he still has hair growth,
right,
so
which is weird.
Well, no, he's only balding in the top. But
does it matter? It looks weird. I just said commit to the bald.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe there's like a royals like rule, and you
that they can't be bald.
You can't shave your head bald.
That's so weird.
They are weird.
I know. I know. They have weird rules for no reason.
They have, and he had such a good head of hair too.
I know it's.
And Harry still has the hair
because Harry's not Charles's son.
This possibility.
It's probably. It's yeah. Harry is not Charles's son. Come on.
But listen, he is accepted.
There's allegedly one of Diana's security guards looks just like fucking Harry. That's the next season of Feud. Is Charles and Diana.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd be in to see that.
The first season of Feud was awesome.
Yeah, but I was like, I was wondering what they were going to do.
The first season of Feud was great.
Vanessa, you okay
there? I'm a Ryan Murphy fan, in case you...
Instagram... Because you know how you, like, you go to the search page and it shows you things you might like.
Oh, I love that page.
Yeah.
I go down a bad wormhole on that page.
Instagram found me an account called Dr. Fetus.
Excuse me?
Yeah. I'm watching babies be born via C-section, guys.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Stop that. Stop that right now.
And it's actually
what do you look for? What is your like that you might be interested in? When mine are pictures of people like
I don't know
paint and glitter.
I don't know why mine is like usually
Right now
and my dancers.
Right now my video I may like, it looks like some sort of workout party and everybody's dressed up like Wonder Woman.
That sounds like fun. But watching babies be born is cool.
Mira.
That looks like fun.
It's a Wonder Woman dance party.
Okay.
Look, this baby's being born.
Oh my God. No, stop that. I blocked that out.
That's what, well, this is what happened to my children.
Like, I blocked out when that happened.
Oh, this is beautiful.
Y'all are weird.
I'm not watching pictures, videos of babies be born.
That's Vanessa. She's weird. Sorry, I take it back. Vanessa, you're weird.
I am weird.
What were we talking about? Because Vanessa just threw me off.
Sorry, guys. You guys asked me if I was okay.
See, I have like all sorts of like oddly satisfying stuff that comes up, like the people cutting stuff and like mixing paint.
Oh,
and
I watched Dr. Pimple Popper.
Well,
see,
she's got a
to
show
me,
now.
That's gross.
No, but it's mesmerizing. I've watched it a couple times. No, I see, like, I have shit like that.
Not no boil.
I should have been a dermatologist because I like love picking at skin shit. So, is that scaling a fish?
Oh no, he's Venezuelan. Oh,
who's Venezuelan?
This doctor.
Oh, okay. You're weird.
Cool. I'm going to follow him.
I just want to see birth. Because if I'm not going to have one, I'm just going to watch other people give birth.
I might as well get my baby fever out somehow.
You can't. You know you can't watch your own birth, right?
I know. They won't let me.
What do you mean they won't let you?
You have a C-section.
If you have a C-section, they won't let
they
you.
They cover, like, so you can't see.
So you can't see your organs. Coming out.
They don't take your organs out. Like, that's
how do you know? You didn't see it.
Because I just watched it happen. There was no organs coming out. Because
maybe they started filming after the organs were already out.
Ay, Dios santo. Your organs don't come out, bro.
I love it when she says it every single time.
I do it just to bother her.
It's kind of amazing.
Like, there's kangaroos in my
I do
things you
just
should like feed.
To bother you guys.
Can we talk about the Jonas Brothers getting
what
back together?
What the fuck is this?
It's not confirmed, Chrissy. Don't get your hopes
no,
up.
No, it's confirmed that they're not getting back together.
Why? Why am I saying
that's not
now?
True. Why would they reopen their Instagram?
They said it on the radio.
Yeah, but that's a lie. Because why would they reopen their Instagram then?
Why? What the fuck is going on with my Instagram?
Stop watching it!
No, this is a tattoo of a vagina.
What the?
Who tattoos vagina? That's okay.
You don't need to watch that.
Look at it. Look at it.
Okay, I don't want to look at it.
It's awful.
Weirdo. I don't want to look at it.
You know, I need to read the comments on this.
They're all, what the fuck?
Danica Patrick is dating Aaron Rodgers. She is a lucky girl.
Aaron Rodgers is an asshole.
I don't care. He's a hot asshole. Why is he an
asshole? His brother is hotter.
Why is he an asshole? Look, what asshole confirmation do we have?
His brother was on The Bachelorette and talked about how much of an asshole he was and abandoned his entire family because he got famous. Because Olivia Munn didn't like his family. Like, didn't want his family coming after him. So now he's got a shitty relationship with his, like, with his family.
Well, maybe he'll rebuild his family because we all make stupid mistakes. I don't know.
The vajayjay makes people do dumb things.
The vajayjay. Look, see? Vanessa said vajayjay.
I think when we're talking about vajayjays, we need to take a break. Please hold.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, okay.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for holding. We're back. We needed a debrief for a little while, but to you it was only about 2 seconds.
Not even. It was a.
But thanks for holding.
It was a tick, 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 tick. But wine pour. That was like chuck, 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 chuck. Which, by the way, in our last episode, which would be 2 episodes ago for when you hear this, we have a on-air wine pour that is beautiful.
It was beautiful. I heard it today. I was like, oh, my God.
You might want to grab that to, like, use for...
Yeah, but we were talking over it.
But, you know.
Yes. So, okay. So, let's talk about our children. I feel like we haven't talked about our kids in a while.
Yeah.
We've been distracted by Star Wars and fan fictions and...
Christmas
and New Year's.
Devil's lettuce.
It's like the devil's lettuce.
I'm very confused. But
yes, that is... We were very confused.
I found the vaguest term possible I could find.
So. But I got it, boo-boo.
Well, I don't know that one.
I got it, boo-boo.
But,
well, that's because you're old.
That's because I'm old. I'm like, I don't got that one.
Actually, that's a term from your time. I'm surprised you don't know what it means.
She's not that old.
I'm not that old, Stephanie.
My God.
Oh, my God. You know, it's not like it was around when, like, the steam engine was around.
She wasn't there when the Model T was built. Okay, it's fine.
I was not. Was I?
No.
Good to think about
that. Close enough.
That was just a teensy bit before your time.
No. I was born when Elvis died.
Were you really? Yeah. That's not a joke?
That's not a joke.
I was like, God. Do I want to ask if that's a joke?
No, I've always said that. Like, I was born the year that Elvis died.
My mom was born the year that Kennedy died.
Like, there's, like, things that, you know, you get those, like, okay, what happened in this year? And that's the one that's I've always, like, stood out. I was like, okay, I was born the year that Elvis died.
So you replaced Elvis? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
No, not at all, because I'm so poor. Don't have that one.
I'm writing down Christy replaced Elvis.
I'm all for that. But I don't have a kid story exactly. I have a husband kid story.
Okay. I mean, that's the same thing.
Yeah. Same.
I mean, they act like children. So.
Oh, well, possibly. Well, this one, apparently he acted as well as a six-year-old.
He did.
Oh, my fucking God. So Vanessa knows this story. So
they
do. Stephanie's getting it
first time.
Because Vanessa was asking me a question.
I don't remember what I was asking you.
I forgot what it was. But I was like, no. Hold on.
Hold your horses.
I need to tell you something because somebody needs to hear this. So me and Jeff have been trying to alternate our duties, like a nighttime routine, so that we both have a little bit more time to do things.
Are you laughing because she said duty?
No, I'm laughing at your comment on our Instagram post. Oh, sorry.
It's like duty. But I was like, why are you laughing at duty? But so I like for bath time and bedtime, like if I give him a bath, Jeff puts him to bed. If Jeff gives him a bath, I do the bedtime. So we've been doing that on like Tuesday night, was it?
See, you're better than I am because since Dave's out like at least 2 to 3 nights a week, like the nights that he's, that means I do all that stuff, like the nights that he's out. So the nights that he's in, I make him do all of it.
Well, the thing is, I would like him to do all of it, but Nathan like is obsessed with me right now. So I'm trying to wean him off of me.
Oh, heaven forbid your kid be obsessed with you. When he's like 15 and hates your
fucking
guts,
hate me.
You're gonna be really sad that he no longer is obsessed
with
me. Well,
no, and I'm trying to build that, like, to make sure I know he's gonna get it regardless, but I want him to have that, like, daddy, like, thing. So, like, I want him to, like, you know, have those daddy moments and stuff like that. So I was like, so Jeff was doing bath time and I was gonna do bedtime. So I go and Jeff's in the bathroom with him doing the bath time, and I pass by because as one of us is doing the bath time, the other one is setting up the room, and we have like it's a fucking production. The humidifier and the diffuser and the music and, you know, lay out the pajamas. Like, it's this whole fucking...
That does sound exhausting.
Yeah, it's exhausting. So
I wonder you need to alternate.
Yeah, so I'm doing that, and I pass by the bathroom, and I'm like, hey, you good, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yeah, yeah. I'm like, you know, bathe the kid. Soap. Everything's good. Soap, the whole nine yards. I didn't think I had to say the words soap. So, but I was like, okay, bathe the kid. And I leave. And then
well, there's like a whole Bill Cosby bit from Bill Cosby himself where he's like, if you don't tell the kid to dry himself, he's going to come downstairs with the pajamas stuck to him because he's still wet.
Well, this is the adult parent that I am talking to. So
I know.
Yeah. So I go back into the bathroom, and Nathan is out of the bathroom because Nathan's new thing while he's taking a bath is I've got to do caca. So
is he doing it in the tub?
No, he wants to get out of the tub to sit in the toilet and poop.
Whatever, at least he's pooping in the toilet.
Yeah, it's great.
Hashtag jealous.
So
still doing bedtime poops.
In the deck. He has pooped in the potty. Last week he did it a big handful of times, but last night and the night before it's been in the diaper. So
no, Nathan,
we're getting there.
If Nathan loves to poop in the toilet, like, he's all for it. He doesn't like to, he's all basically done with the diaper and everything like that. But so but the new thing is he'll be taking a
diaper
bath
since like,
yeah,
September.
He'll be taking a bath, and then he's like, the last like week it's been like, mommy or daddy, I have to do caca. I'm like, now? He's like, yeah. And like, he'll jump out of the bathtub, go do caca, and like, he'll actually do it, which is the most, 9 times out of 10 he actually has to poop. So I don't know if like the water, like the warm water, is helping.
It loosens everything up.
So he had pooped.
It loosens his booty hole.
Yeah. Booty. So I put him,
I'm gonna need you to use your lady mouth.
So I walk into the bathroom, and he had just finished pooping, and I go, I'm like, Jeff, I'm like, what's happening? Oh no, he just pooped. And I was like, okay. I'm like, okay, Nathan, get back in the tub so that I can, like, you know, clean your butt. And I clean his butt, and I go to, and I look over at Jeff, and I'm like, did you wash his hair?
Oh, he was still in the bath. I thought he was done.
No, he had taken him out to poop, and then he had emptied out the water from the bathtub.
So Jeff thought he was done.
I brought him back into the bathtub to clean his butt because he had just, since he was still wet, I was like, oh, I'm not gonna freaking wipe this. I'm just gonna
Why waste the wipey?
I'm just gonna put you back in the tub and clean you up. So I put him in, and I noticed his hair is like
dry.
Dampish, but not wet. So I go to Jeff, I'm like, oh, did you wash his hair? And he goes, yeah. And I go, but it's not wet. And he goes, no, I dried it when he was pooping. And I'm like, what? And he goes, yeah, look, touch the, oh no, because I look at Nathan and I go, Nathan, did daddy wash your hair? And he goes, yeah. And I look at Jeff because my kid lies, so I look at the father and he goes, yeah. So then
they lie too.
Yeah. And I go, did you wash his hair? And he goes, yeah, he said yes. And I go, yeah, but I'm asking the adult. And he goes, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I go, but his hair is not really wet. He goes, no, I was drying it while he was on the toilet. And I go, huh? And he goes, yeah, look, touch. And he gave me the fucking towel with the hood to touch the part of the hood showing me that it was wet. And again, not wet, a little damp,
a little moisture.
So I'm like, this isn't that wet. And then I like Nathan, I said, Nathan, come here, I want to smell your head. And I put my head to his hair, and it smells like outside. And I look at Jeff, I go, did you not wash the child's hair with, like, did you bathe the kid with soap? He goes, no. And I go, did you just lie to me about that? He goes, yeah, I was going with what the kid said. And he starts laughing. And I look at him, and I'm like,
you can't lie to me in front of our kid.
You're the parent in this situation. He goes, yeah, I would have done it. I'm like,
but you didn't.
But you were lying. They go, I was going with what the kid said. And I'm like,
that's not how
I literally like just looked at it. I'm like, I'm leaving now. And I walked out of the bathroom.
I'm done.
And that
here
was when you had texted me. And then I go,
I'm done.
And
here,
Vanessa's statement was the perfect answer to that, which was like, that's something my 6-year old
would do. Yeah, it is something that Sophie would lie about. Like, your hair is still dry. I can see that your hair is dry, which I'm going to throw myself under the bus here. There was one time when I was like 20, I told my parents I was going to a club, but I ended up going to a guy's house with my friend. I wasn't alone. It was...
How do you say it? From, we're in an Outlander just kick, stop, people. Stop. We're in an Outlander kick. Ahead,
anyway, I was with my friend and a few guys, and we went to one of the guy's house, and he had a pool. So we went, like, swimming in the guy's clothes, and my hair was, like, completely soaked, and I was piss-ass drunk when we got home.
How did you explain this?
And my parents were like, why is your hair wet? I was like, because in the club, people take water bottles, and they go like this.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I really hope they didn't believe you.
No, they didn't, but it was 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was like drunk off my ass, and my mom was like, is your hair wet? And I'm like, no. And she's like, let me touch it. And I was like, no.
No, you can't touch my hair.
That was really bad. Like, that was one of those nights where the person who was the designated driver was just as drunk as the drunk people. And I don't know how we made it home safely that night. Like, that was really, really bad. We do not condone drunk driving, but, you know, when you're 20, you do stupid shit. So.
Yeah.
Hashtag very sorry.
That is not one of the keys to success.
No, it's not a key to success.
DJ Khaled would be very upset with you.
Sorry, DJ Khaled. We love you.
Shine bright, boo boo.
Shine bright. Shine bright. Hashtag bless up.
I'm so going to add that to our list of hashtags. Shine bright, boo boo. Wait, what are the other ones?
I don't know. They're all there on our Instagram post. So, yeah. So, our husbands are as good as liars as 20-year-old drunk girls and 6-year-olds.
Yeah, like literally, I was like, so I like the fact that he actually just like called himself out on Tuesday then, though.
Yeah, he came over here to do to record the Geekmore, and he's like, did Christy tell you about the shower? I was like, yes, she did.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. She did. She was talking to me when it happened. Because I think he also saw me, like, furiously texting. So I think he had to assume somebody was finding out the story.
I know.
Somebody was going to get the story.
I know, boo-boo. I know. I heard. It's okay.
It was basically whoever was
answering the text messages at the moment.
Whoever was communicating with me, either I would have sent it to the group or... I was nice enough. I did not post it in our group chat.
Didn't tell the whole family. But now we're telling the whole
world. Now we're telling the whole world.
No one listens to this.
Nobody listens to us.
Some people do.
Dubai?
Some people.
Hashtag if the shoe fits.
In Dubai.
Anywho.
We have listeners in Dubai.
We do have a send money.
I would send us like over there.
No, yeah. Like ask us. Like they take YouTube stars.
I know
all the time.
Michael Bublé got paid like $250,000 for like someone's birthday party.
We'll come to your birthday party.
We'll take care of your kid while during the birthday party.
Oh my god, I totally charge $250,000 an hour to babysit kids in Dubai.
Listen, we're trying to get there.
That seems appropriate, though.
So yeah, the kids are fun.
Not really. No. Don't believe anybody that says that, by the way.
No, they're lying to you. What else do we want to talk about, guys? Anything?
Major Bueller? Key.
Oh my god, I love this. So, because Grace and Frankie's back.
I'm so excited.
I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it yet. But, I think it's Missy that put... Because, yeah, it's Missy. She's watching it. Shocker. She's watching it without us.
I know, we were supposed to watch together, at least the first episode.
But
sorry, guys, my mom's birthday got in the way.
Yeah, but there's the cover for the Grace and Frankie Facebook, and it has them like hugging, and it says co-independent.
I love that.
I like that idea. Like it's like not codependent. We're independently.
Dependent.
No, it's irrational support.
Exactly.
It's irrational support because.
Oh my god, we should write to Grace and Frankie and be like, you need to use this hashtag irrational support.
And then you can so have it.
And then give us credit. Send money.
Dave would kill us.
Yeah.
Dave's still not okay.
No, he told me today. He's like, so I want to, I think I want to give Grace and Frankie a shot. Because,
yeah, I saw
like,
him say that.
I want to like, I'm doing this thing. Because he asked me, oh, this is how it came up. Because he's like, so Dave, the Dave has, if you watch The Big Bang Theory, you know that Sheldon's like arch enemy is Will Wheaton.
Yes.
So Dave has two of those similar arch enemies. One is Lou Ferrigno. The original Hulk.
Why?
I've met that man.
I'll tell you why. And it's both for the same reason.
We interviewed him last year.
It's both for the same reason. And the other guy, I can't remember his name, but it's the actor that plays Chewbacca.
Okay.
Like, that puts on
the
suit.
Peter Mayhew?
That guy.
That frail man. Leave him alone.
Well, so here's... I can't remember which Dave's one is which, but enemy. Dave has met both of them at cons. And they've both, like... He's gone up to both of them and be like, oh, thank you for being such a big part of my child. I think this was Peter Mayhew. He's like, thank you for being such a big part of my childhood. Like, I love you so much or whatever. And Peter Mayhew looked at him and goes, oh, yeah? And got up and left. And then Lou Ferrigno, apparently...
I mean, that guy probably hears that 18,000 times a day.
But maybe he had to pee.
Maybe it was more like, oh, yeah? I have to pee.
Yeah, I mean, I can't tell you why, but I'm just letting you know.
Like Lou Ferrigno, I'll tell you, like last year.
I can't remember what it is specifically that Lou Ferrigno did, but it was like a similar story where he told Lou Ferrigno that he was like a big fan or whatever. And Lou Ferrigno basically just like,
why are you so thirsty, dude?
So anyway, so he texted, we were talking today. We went to go see.
Good, Chrissy. Don't laugh into your microphone, please.
I didn't even laugh, audibly. I was just laughing.
We went to go see David's, grandparents today. David is one of these uni people that's 30 years old and still has all four grandparents alive.
Wow.
Yeah, he's lucky.
So we went to see, we spent a lot of time in the last 2 weeks with the other set of grandparents, his maternal ones. We went to see his paternal ones today. I try to like every 2 to 3 weeks like see one of them, so like keep them on rotation.
Or rotating grown-ups.
So on the way out of that, he was like, oh, the original Hulk series, season one of the original Hulk series on sale on iTunes for $4.99. Like, do you think I should get it for Link? Do you think he would like it? And I was like, I mean, probably, but like, isn't Lou Ferrigno your mortal enemy? And he's like, yeah, but I'm trying to do this thing where I like can move on from things like that. And then that led into...
We'll get him growing and shit.
Then that led into like, I think I want to watch Grace and Frankie because... I want to try to move on from the Jane Fonda thing, which, by the way, the Jane Fonda thing happened during Viet fucking Nam. Like, you weren't even alive.
No, and there's a lot of it was his teen years. They were formative years.
Listen, his prior self was in the front line.
Yeah,
his old soul.
Maybe that's where he died.
Possibly.
He was like napalm. It's napalm in fucking Vietnam.
Oh my god.
I'm thinking of the worst ways for Dave's prior souls to die.
Yeah, seriously.
Anyway.
Right now, he's been smushed into a fucking...
I don't know if it was during Vietnam, but it was on a USO. And I want to say it was, like, in the 70s.
I just recently, like, saw the story again.
Yeah.
And it was something like that.
She was on a USO, and she basically said, like, a bunch of, like, really anti-American things. And she's since apologized for, like, profusely in the press and said that she was young and stupid and whatever.
And she was told information that wasn't correct and stuff like that.
So anyway, he's like, I want to try to get over her, even though I know she's a dirty communist. And I was like, okay. And he's like, plus, like...
Jane Fonda, we love you, and we would love to have you on the podcast. Oh, I love Jane Fonda.
Shut the fuck up. That bitch is, like, 78 years old.
She is gold. From look, head to fucking
she still
toe.
Wears like Versace, like she's 25 years old in the fucking red carpet, like she's
goals from head to toe.
Yeah, anyway, so he's like, plus like it's probably worth it for Sam Waterston and Lily Tomlin and Martin Sheen. And I'm like, oh, so 3 out of the 4 cast members, you know. So he was like, no, I want to try to watch Grace and Frankie with you. And I'm like, I will totally sit through all of Grace and Frankie all over again.
Yeah, it's so much fun. I just rewatched season 3 to prepare for season 4.
It's so much fun. My mom actually, when she first saw it, didn't like it. And then But then I started watching and she's like, I don't know. Because she doesn't like Jane Fonda.
Of course she doesn't.
Shocker. Her issue wasn't as much... that she didn't like Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin was because she wasn't too much of a fan of watching Martin Sheen and Sam Waterston
be gay
because she just can't picture those those actors like in those roles. Because my mom is, well, she's growing. My mom is growing and shit. She's getting better. But yeah, she still has like a very old school mentality. Like she has no problem with, you know, she
just doesn't want to see it.
No fucking claim to fame. My mom is so ridiculous. I love her. because she, her latest like thing is that she goes, I have no problem with that. I went to a gay wedding and she did.
Who's Fancy Man?
No, read what. Oh. Fancy Man, that's a New Girl reference. That's read the last five.
Yeah. But no, yeah, she goes, when I tell her, I'm like, Mom, but it's okay. You know, they're just acting. Blah, blah, blah. And she goes, I'm fine with gay people. I went to a gay wedding. If you have to
say I'm fine with gay people, like, you're probably not fine with gay people.
Says, I went to that's a like gay saying, wedding.
I'm not racist, but.
That's like saying I'm not racist. I have black friends. Like,
I know. I tell her when I laugh every time because she tells me.
I'm not anti-Semitic. I know Jewish people. My accountant's Jewish. Come on.
But it's the best statement because she can actually say.
I love your mom. But
I know, but she can actually say I went to a gay wedding, and she did. Because two of her close, like, close friends are dog sitters, which are actually longtime friends of hers, but they are a gay couple and they just recently
have they always been gay or did they like are they late in life gays?
No, they've always been gay.
Okay, because I love me a late in life gay.
No, I think
like
actually,
Sam Waterster.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, I think they've always been gay, but like they've been more out like the last couple years, obviously, because just society in general,
right?
They like did a whole like ceremony and the whole nine yards, and like they invited my mommy, and I was like, Mom, you know, you're gonna like go to a gay wedding, this is like a big thing, like, and like I literally felt like the Vanessa, I literally felt like the Key and Peele episode.
Which one?
So okay. When do we sing the gay hymn?
Because Jeff showed this to Vanessa and Missy, because when Vanessa and Missy came to my house one night and I was sleepy,
they stayed up with Jeff and got drunk.
And we did. Jeff drank brown wine.
We drank brown wine.
Hashtag stupid, wisdom.
Stupid Jeff. But awful. Jeff will then put really YouTube on the Apple TV and just show you fucking videos of shit.
But we had fun.
And
we bonded.
Like our freaking night of just watching ridiculousness.
We bonded. We watched ridiculousness. We laughed. We shared stories.
Vanessa found her new nemesis.
I did. What's her name?
Chanel West Coast.
Yeah, she's an asshole.
There's a show called Ridiculousness with Rob Dyrdek.
On MTV.
I mean, I know the show.
Yeah.
The blonde chick, she's just there just to be pretty because she contributes nothing.
Got it.
All night. I'm like, why is she there? She's literally taking up oxygen in the studio because she's doing nothing.
And we literally watched 6-7 episodes.
Yeah, we sat the whole time you guys were recording.
Yeah, the top 10.
We were watching Ridiculousness the entire time. And Christy and I downed a bottle of wine.
Yes.
And we watched Ridiculousness. And I hated on this chick. And we laughed at people falling down and getting hurt. And what else did we do? That's it. That's all we did.
That's what we did. That's all we did. We watched Ridiculousness.
Julie was like, I thought she came out of her room and she, at one point she thought Christy and Jeff were fighting because we were being so loud.
She's like, ¿Qué está pasando aquí? What's happening here?
And then she saw me. She was like, oh, I didn't even know you were.
She's like, ah, Vanessa. Oh, okay.
I was like,
and she just walked away. Because apparently the question was like, oh, I thought you were fighting. Then Vanessa's there. Oh, no, you obviously cannot be fighting because we do not fight in front of company.
I'm not dressed to receive. Oh, man.
What'd you do?
Nothing. No, just that was fucking, that's a funny story.
It was a fun story.
You can just laugh at it.
And then we were laughing at Dave's texts to Jeff.
Oh.
His venting about the top 10. If you haven't heard, go to What's Up, Bro, and listen to their top 10
the first
movie
half
picks
is up.
Of 2017. Yeah, but by the time this comes out, the second half will be up. So if you want to hear,
this comes 2 weeks
on Monday. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to hear what Woolbro picked as their top 10 movies of 2017, check it out.
Go check it out. Who says that?
The Geek Bro Network.
Why do I know that?
Check it out. It's a thing.
Know. It's a thing, right?
It is a thing. I just don't know who says it.
But I've heard that before.
But like now, I kind of want to make him watch Grace and Frankie on his own just because I want to watch season 4.
But Grace and Frankie's only half an hour.
No, I know. That's why they're short episodes.
It's pretty quick.
Yeah, they're short episodes. Although, like, there's a lot of times, like, today we did it. I was like, oh, let's just watch Modern Family because I'm going to have to go soon. And we ended up, like, taking in 3 hours of Modern Family.
Yeah. I mean, not three. Totes had to go soon.
Three episodes of Modern Family, not 3 hours of Modern Family.
Yeah, no, that's that. Yeah, because you fell asleep on us.
I did. I fell asleep in that third episode. And then Dave, I woke up and I was like, why are you turning things off? And he's like, because you're asleep. You've been asleep for 20 minutes. I'm like, I'm not asleep. I don't know what you're talking about.
I am not old.
I'm not old. I just had a long day. I've had a long week.
Okay, so I'm kind of want to like... Okay, there's this girl that I follow on Instagram, and I only follow her because her posts make me mad. So it's like...
You like hate follow someone?
Yeah, I hate follow her.
See, I can't
because
do
she's
that.
Never... like, but it's like a personal friend. It's somebody that I know in real life. It's not like a celebrity. Because I hate follow some celebrities too.
Oh, yeah, I hate follow celebrities, but there's I don't always, hate follow real people because then that like...
But just, I don't hate her. It's just like her posts annoy me, so I make fun of her in my head when I see them, and then I move on. Like, I don't really talk about her to other people. But she just had her son a couple days ago. So she like went on Facebook and posted this whole thing about how, guys, my first priority is my son, and I'm not going to be on posting things only when I have time. Bitch has not stopped posting. And I'm like, I thought you didn't have time. That's it. That was my petty spaghettiness for the day.
Listen.
Shine bright, boo-boo.
Here, any mother.
Shine bright, boo-boo.
Shine bright, boo-boo. Any, DJ Khaled would be very proud. Anybody that tells
Major
you.
Key. Major bless Key. Bless up. Rise above.
Bless up.
Bless up.
Anybody that tells you. As a new
I feel
parent.
So drunk right now. I know we didn't even drink that much, but you know what I think it is? It's the fucking diet. I haven't been eating.
I'm telling
so
you.
I'm like,
I ate a like fucking mac and cheese, and like it did not agree with me because I'm now eating healthy. And
so I blame the wine because I'm on Weight Watchers.
Yeah, I think we're all on Weight Watchers. Right?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, everybody in this room is on Weight Watchers.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I'm really happy for her. Her son is adorable, but.
What are you doing?
Wait, are you watching Paw Patrol?
It was an ad for a game on Instagram. I was like, oh. Why is there police sirens?
It's like, what the fuck just happened?
They found me.
Ray, I'm not doing anything. Oni's not here today.
Shut up.
So I'm like, she like went out of her way to post. It was like a paragraph of how her son is her first priority and she needs to take care of her son and she needs to like make, you know, like, and I get it, she wants to bond with her baby, but I'm like, don't. I was, as I'm reading it, I'm like, this is bullshit.
Because listen, I'm totally about everybody.
I hate when people do shit for attention. So
yeah, no, but the thing is, like, here's the thing. It's like, I'm totally for everybody bonding with your kid, obviously. But look, for you expectant mothers or future mothers, your phone...
It's
going to be your BFF.
Because when you're up at 4 a.m.,
somebody's got to entertain
your
ass.
Your phone will be awake. No one else will be. Well, maybe Christy.
But yeah. I remember that when shortly after Lincoln was born, like, he has a cousin that's 2 weeks older than him, and we were both pregnant at the same time, and the whole thing.
Pregnant buddies are good to have.
Pregnant buddies are good to have, yeah. So
Danny,
I remember there was one night that I just happened to notice that she was up, like, on Facebook, and I was up. Because even though, like, Link was pretty good sleeper from the beginning, like, he still had his nights where he would wake up at 3 a.m.
because he's the baby,
right? Like, if he didn't wake up, I didn't wake him up, I let him sleep, but he did wake up.
Oh yeah, I was not about that life. Like, the I remember when Oliver was born and he would like sleep for like 4 hours at a time, and the nurses were like, when was the last time you fed him? And I was like, oh, I think like 4 or 5 hours ago. And they're like, you didn't wake him up? And I'm like, no, you don't wake sleeping babies. Like, that's not something
you
that
don't
you do.
Do that.
And they're like, oh, but he needs to eat. I'm like, have you seen how big this fucking kid is?
Somebody
like,
told me that once, like, at the pediatrician's office. And I was like, why would I do that? Like, he was like 3 weeks old. And they're like, oh, you have to wake him, like, not even 3 weeks, I think like 2 weeks old. Oh yeah, like, you have to wake him up to feed him. I'm like,
no,
he is 8 pounds 5 ounces born, walked out of the hospital at 8 pounds.
Like, he walked out of my vagina, and then, like, he's fine.
Yeah. And then when 2 days later we went to the doctor's visit, he was 9 pounds. Like, he gained
babies are weight. Supposed to lose weight.
Yeah, no. They lose weight.
Yeah, no,
no,
I'm like, he gained weight. I'm
like no. Sophie lost about 10% of her body weight when she was born.
That's normal. They're supposed to.
No, they were a little concerned because it was a little too much that she lost. And they're like, we need to make sure she's feeding. And they weren't sure if we were going to have to supplement in the hospital. But then Oliver was cluster feeding. After like after 6 hours of having him in my room, I'm like, no, no, no. Please bring me formula because this kid is hungry as fuck. And he would sleep like 4 hours at a time. And they're like, oh, you need to wake him.
No.
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 No. Absolutely. I'm like, if not. He smells like I need to wake him, then sure, I'll wake him to change him, but I am not going to wake him to
Yeah, that's the only way I would wake him up is like if he had shot himself.
Oliver is 3. He just turned 3 in October. Homeboy is 40 pounds. He is big. His pants today at 5T.
Yeah, because
he's 3 years old.
Well, and he hasn't stretched out yet.
No, it's coming.
It's
because
come.
His face is thinning out. It's coming.
Nathan has hit like a ridiculous fucking growth spurt right now because Nathan just turned 4. And he was at, he's 41 and a half inches tall.
Mm-hmm.
And he's about 39, 40 pounds. He has, the last week and a half, my
I think
kid
him and Oliver are like the same size.
Has eaten me out of house and home.
Mm-hmm.
He has come home from school and started asking my mom food. Besides our dinner that's coming up,
mm-hmm.
at 4 o'clock, he has asked my mom to make him pancakes. My mom and Lela will make you fucking pancakes.
Of course
pancakes.
She will.
So he eats 2 pancakes.
Two? Like big ones?
Big, yes. Then after that, he has asked, can you make me spaghetti? Can you make me pizza? Can you make me this? Can you make me nuggets? Can you make me something? My mom will be like, what should I do? And my mom calls me at work at 5 o'clock. And I'm still at work. And she's like, what should I do? And I'm like, give him what he fucking wants. If he's hungry,
feed him. Yeah.
And then when we get home by like 6:30 and we sit down for dinner, he eats what we put in front of him. So the kid's eating like fourth meal. Like, it's literally like, I mean,
yeah, Oliver has like breakfast.
I have like visions in my head of these boys being teenagers and like
I'm terrified
like
of those
we have
days.
To go, we're gonna have to go grocery shopping specifically when like just for like when them. The boys come over because they it can't
yeah
like,
but I do that now. I do that now. Like, okay, so I had the bright idea of reorganizing my pantry a couple months ago so that the snacks were easier to reach. Mistake number one. They know where all the snacks are. They find all the snacks. And sometimes, like, on the weekends, they will get up on their own and they go and they breakfast on snacks. And I wake up,
I mean,
and there's,
if you
like...
If you knew where the cookies were when you were that
well,
age,
course,
you would have a cookie breakfast.
But they eat...
Buy
like,
them cookie crisp.
But I buy them... I buy the Danimals, the yogurts, and, like, I read something the other day about how much sugar yogurt has. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to stop buying the sugar. But Danimals actually has decent sugar. It's not crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, that's fine. They can keep eating that. And I was like, they'll have, like, 3 Danimals each. They'll have...
Jesus.
Yeah, but then that'll be the breakfast. Then they'll eat goldfish. Then they'll have mini muffins. And then if they can reach the cereal, they'll just sit in front of the TV, just handfuls of cereal. And I come out, and
but
I'm
that's
like...
that's breakfast.
And I'm like, are you guys high? Like, what the
they
fuck
eat
just
like
happened? They eat like they have the munchies. And I'm like...
And the worst part about it for you is that you've got the leader.
Oh, yeah.
Because if it was just Oliver...
If it was just Oliver, like... he would still be dependent on me. But no, he watches Sophie and he sees what she's doing and he wants to do what she's doing. So, and then he'll be like, Sophie, and then he doesn't need me to open his snacks because he can ask Sophie and Sophie will open it for him. So I'm like, he doesn't need me.
That's even worse. Like Nathan still needs me. So He'll still
well,
ask me
Oliver's
for
Oliver's getting
stuff.
To the point where he can open stuff. Like this morning, he went he got a pack
it?
Of goldfish and he got it. He brought it to my bed. It was 6 o'clock in the morning. He brought it to my bed and he like sat next to me and I hear him like crinkling the package and I'm like, what is that sound? and he's like, good morning, mommy. Like sitting over me. Good morning, mommy. And he's like, fishy. Mommy, you want fishing? And he opened it, and I hear him crunching, and I'm like, he's really eating goldfish in my bed. Like, this is happening.
Like, luckily, we still have our stuff, like, a little bit higher, so he can't get it. Like, he can get it to his, like, bananas, and, like, sometimes if I forget to put them away, like, his Oreos and stuff like that, and his goldfish, like, I put them up in the cabinet, but he knows that the bag that I take with me everywhere when I go out with him, the Pokemon bag has always like Oreos and fishies and cookies.
They
and
know
like
that my backpack usually has snacks. So if I'm not paying attention,
he'll go for the bag.
Mm-hmm. He's looking through my purse.
The best is that Nathan doesn't call Oreos Oreos.
Oh, what does he call them?
They're black cookies.
But why, Mom?
I don't know. But he's like, Mommy, I want black cookies.
You gotta be careful he doesn't say that shit in public.
But it's like, oh my, that's all he says. Oh,
black cookies is kind of a good title, guys.
He's like, Mommy, I want black cookies.
No.
And I'm like, Papa, you want Oreos? He goes, black cookies. Because he has like, each of them have their names. Like, the Maria cookies are the big cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Black cookies are black cookies. Fishies are fishies.
Obviously.
And then the chocolate chip cookies are the other ones. Like, those don't have a name. Or they're the grocery store cookies.
Right.
I take it back. The food store cookies. Because he doesn't call it the grocery store. He calls it the Publix, the food store. And every time we go to Publix, you go to the bakery.
Right.
And he gets his chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah, I can't drive by any supermarket. Not just Publix, any supermarket. So Publix, Winn-Dixie, Sedano's, whatever. Like, if it has a big name, he thinks it's a supermarket. And he's like, Mommy, you get a cookie. I'm like, I don't have a cookie. Mommy, you get a cookie. You get a cookie. And he, like, starts pointing out the window. And I'm like, we're not going there. Mommy, cookie. I'm like, are you starving? Like, you act like you haven't eaten for a week. Like, I feed you every day. No. And he legit eats two breakfasts. Because when he started school, I'm like, okay, I drop him off in time that he can eat breakfast at school. So I don't need to give him breakfast at home. But if I didn't give him breakfast at home, he would steal Sophie's breakfast. So then I started giving him breakfast at home. And he would still eat a full breakfast at school. So he eats two breakfasts and then snack and then lunch and then snack. And then I pick him up and he has snack at home and then dinner.
Jesus.
And then another snack after dinner.
Yeah, Nathan's on.
Stop.
Nathan's on breakfast at home, like maybe with toast or Cheerios or something like that. And then
I try to keep his home breakfast small because I know he's getting more food at school.
Well, and he doesn't eat breakfast at school, so that he'll eat his lunch, because he got to the point that sometimes he was getting to the point that he didn't want to eat lunch.
Right, because he was so full from second breakfast.
Yeah, so he doesn't eat breakfast at school. He's eating lunch, and then he gets snack, comes home, gets the 4 o'clock snack, which snack is like either pieces of turkey, fucking pancakes, stuff like that, and then a pizza that my mom makes in like a naan bread, like pizza, and then or spaghetti, and then dinner. Like, fucking giant. Like, yesterday he like stood next to me, and even Jeff was like, shit, he is here now at my waist, like above my jean line. Like, I'm a tall person, and I was like, he stood next to me, like, Jesus, fuck happened? Like,
why are you getting?
When did this
so
happen?
Big?
But yeah, so our children are going to eat us out of House of and Home.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to get on that Geek Bro Commune so that we can
all save. Share.
So because that way we can share on Lippity Fuck.
What?
The grocery bill?
No, not that. The government's ended up doing the shutdown.
Oh, they did?
What shutdown?
Government shutdown. They couldn't agree on a budget.
Oh, dang. Oh,
lovely.
Yeah, and the spending deal or whatever. So as of 12:01 a.m. Saturday, the federal government is on a shutdown. So you're going to be listening to this 2 weeks from now. So hopefully 2 weeks from now, this is just a blurb for you guys.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. Do we have anything else, or are we done? What are you doing?
I don't know.
Stop doing that.
What is this? NBC Good Girls.
Good Girls.
This looks like another show that's going to make me cry.
Probably. Okay.
Okay, so I think we're at a good place. Yeah, we're at a good place. Let's talk about the wine. Just as a reminder, we are drinking Casado Morales, Selección Privada, Un Tempranillo del 2009.
See, I like it when you say the Spanish ones.
For our non-Spanish speakers, it is a...
Tempranado?
Casado Morales, Selección Privada, Tempranillo 2009. I liked it.
I did too.
Thank you, Missy. This was a fantastic wine. Very smooth. I'm so glad your boss got pregnant so you could give it to us.
That's the best reason.
I like that. I feel really drunk. And I only had like, what, 2.5 glasses?
Yeah.
So, good.
Good.
You guys liked it?
I did.
Steph? Liked it? Yeah. Okay. Everybody's enthused.
We're tired. It's late.
It is late. We started late. It's my fault. My mom's birthday, like I said, got in the way. But thank you so much, you guys, for checking us out. We love, love, love our fans. You guys are totes the best. If you want to hear more of us or the other podcasts on our network, you can check out the Geek Bro Network, geekbro.net, where you can find What's Up Bro, Mount Geekmore, Zeros on Heroes, What's Good, Shiver, The Talking Geek, and I feel like there's more, Comedy Fitness. I feel like there's more, but I can't remember right now.
Zeros on Heroes.
I said Zeros on Heroes. There's a few, there's a whole bunch of podcasts. Shiver? I said Shiver.
I'm done.
If I missed one of our sibling podcasts, I apologize. I love you all the same. I feel really drunk, even though I feel like we should
start naming like the people and be like,
yeah, because the people overlap. But thank you so much for checking us out. Please send us wine recommendations, send us stories, talk to us. We love hearing from you. If you need advice, which you are so good at, or if you just want to like vent or whatever, we'll totally read your vents. If you want to be anonymous, we'll keep it anonymous. Just let us know. Mamas and Merlot, MOMMASANDMERLOT at gmail.com. Also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr.
Everything.
We have a Snapchat. I don't think we use it.
We don't use it.
But it's there.
Send me stuff. Sure. Why not?
Yeah. So you can... Oh, you can find us on Acast, iTunes. Leave a review. Leave us a comment. Drop us a line. I have to go potty. Thank you so much.
You look like it.
I do. I'm like wiggling in my chair. Thanks so much for listening, you guys. We love your faces. And cheers.
Cheers.
Shine bright, boo-boo.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.